And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
A perfectly good brain wasted.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Geraldine Saunders was the first female cruise director on a cruise ship. She wrote the book, The Love Boats, that was adapted into the 1970s television show, The Love Boat. She's a trained astrologer and numerologist. It's her avocation and her passion. She's a syndicated columnist in the newspapers throughout the world, including papers as far away as Saudi Arabia. She was married to Omar Sidney briefly. We'll examine numerology and the special significance of the date November 11th, 2011. For those of you who don't know, that's 11/11/11. Welcome back to the show, Geraldine. How are you today?
I'm fine. Thanks for having me back.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Always love to talk to you about this. But first, let's set the stage. You've had a varied life, and you've done so many different things, but you're probably most known for writing the book, The Love Boats, which was the basis for the television series, The Love Boats, starring Gavin McLeod and Lauren Tweez.
Yeah.
So briefly, tell us the story about how you went from being a model to the first female cruise director to an author to a technical producer for TV series. It's a fascinating story.
I modeled for 20 years, modeled my daughter's way through college, and then I joined the USO and went to Vietnam and was there a few weeks and came back and got a sort of a different perspective on life, and I went on board the Princess Cruises, Island Princess, for a three-day cruise to with Sidney Omar. We did an astrological fashion show. And so I saw that I'm the world's worst speller and no one can read my handwriting. So I didn't really know how to do anything except model, and I was getting bored with that. So I saw this girl as a hostess, and I thought, yeah, I bet she doesn't have to know how to spell or anything. I could probably do that. So I started writing Princess Cruises that I'd like to be a hostess. And I think only because my letters outweighed anyone else's, they finally called me and they said, what languages do you know? And I said, well, which ones do I need to know? And they said, well, you have to know Spanish and you have to know Italian, because all the crew is Italian and we go to Mexican ports. And I said, well, those happen to be the two foreign languages that I do know. Of course, I didn't know one word in either one. But I thought I'd go to Berlitz one night and study Italian, and another night for Spanish. And then he said, can you run a bridge tournament? And I said, of course. I had never played cards in my life, so I thought, well, another night I'm going to have to learn how to spell, how to get some friend teaching me how to play bridge. I said, well, that should maybe take me about 6 weeks, and I'll be ready. So he said, well, great, Geraldine, you have the job. Report for work at 5 o'clock. So that was how I got the job, and we sailed right away. I earned while I learned.
Which is a great way to do it, Geraldine. Now, you were cruise director for a long period of time, but it was during that period of time as a cruise director that you actually started compiling the book that would later become The Love Boats, plural. Talk to us a little bit about that, because I find it's amusing.
Yes. Well, my first day there, I was welcoming the passengers on board, and they said to me, oh, buongiorno, mystery, when I got there. So I thought, oh, good, I know two words in Italian. So when I was welcoming the passengers on board, I said, buongiorno, buongiorno. I said, oh, good, these passengers think I'm Italian. So finally some sailor came down and I said, mystery, you should be saying buona sera. That means good evening. And I looked at him funny because I thought I was saying welcome aboard. So I ran the... did everything I was supposed to do, but the poor cruise director had a terrible time trying to have me do my duties. But I worked on board that ship for 2 years as a hostess, and every time the cruise director, they're allowed to have as much liquor as they want, and they encourage them to dance with the ladies. And so between the wine, women, and the song, the cruise directors would get carted off in a basket, and I'd have to train another one. And this went on for a couple of years. I had trained new cruise directors, and then after a couple of years, I got a call one night and I said, how would you like to be a cruise director? And I thought, a cruise director? My gosh, there's never been a woman cruise director in the whole world. So I quickly said, yes, I would love that. So in the meantime, I'm writing notes on the daily program. You know, dear mother, you'll never believe what happened today. She saved all of those, and she sent those to a client, to an agent, and the agent sent them to a publisher in New York, and they said they'd like some sample chapters, so I I didn't know how to write chapters, but anyway, I just wrote what was going on the ship. And so I was able to sell those letters, got a little advance to make a book. So I wrote my autobiography called The Love Boats. And then I started writing studios and sending in my manuscript and saying, you know, we'd make a great movies a week. So it did go into movies a week, and then it was so successful that it went into two, but it was called Love Boat 2. And so then I started imaging some more, and you know, like the Rockefellers, if you have a little bit, you want a little bit more. So I started imaging, oh, it would only go into a series. So went into a series, and it lasted for almost 10 years. And now it's been playing in 122 countries.
It's just an amazing story. My guest is Geraldine Saunders. We're actually talking about her avocation, which is numerology and also astrology. Now, you were married for a brief period of time, Geraldine, to Sidney Omar.
Yes, and he was a genius. And he was like the world's foremost astrologer. But he also did palmistry, understanding you can tell your life by looking at your palm. No two thumbprints alike, no two palms alike.
Right.
And he also taught me numerology.
Well, what is the basis of numerology, Geraldine?
Well, you see, numbers were not invented. Numbers were discovered. They have always existed. And each number represents, each number has a story of its own. And it's amazing, my name was Geraldine Saunders with a G. And I always had these jobs where I worked 7 days a week, and I was a model, and on the ship I was working 7 days a week. And I changed my name so because I didn't have any eights in my name, and the eights being money, so I changed the G to a J, so that when you added it all up and reduced it, see, there's only nine numbers in the world. The others are just combinations of those numbers. And so I added J Geraldine instead of G Geraldine, and I ended up with an eight. When you reduce it to one number. And that's when I started making money, and it's been rolling in ever since.
Well, now that brings up an interesting point, Geraldine, because if numbers are so important, and obviously they were influential in your life and led you to great success, if the characteristics of numbers are preordained by, you know, birth, whatever day you were born, or how the letters of your name add up into a certain sum, what really happens to free will in all of this? Because if it's all preordained, if it's all in the numbers, then we really don't have much free will, and there's nothing much to live for, is there?
Well, if you know what your name comes to, and if you know your horoscope, you see your horoscope is based on the month, day, hour, year, and place. So it isn't as though you just know that you're a Pisces. You have to know that you're what day you're born, and you have to know what the number of the day is. You have to know what time it was. Exactly. 2 minutes can make a difference. So then you know what your rising sign is, and you know where the moon was when you were born, and all those have, when you get that information, then you see the deck of cards you've been dealt with. So it's not really free, fate, because then you can see where your talents lie. You can see there's 12 pieces in the pie, and you can find what each one tells you, and you can have a more successful life if you know what cards you're holding.
Always a good thing to know. Well, the reason I brought you on the show, Geraldine, was to talk about the November 11th of 2011. It's coming up. And if you look at it, it's one of those unique dates in history that we abbreviated in the United States as 11-11-11. And it just seemed to me that that probably has some significance. What's the significance behind November 11th of 2011?
Well, in numerology, we have only nine numbers. The others are just combinations of numbers. The only two that we don't reduce to one number are the master numbers, which is 11 and 22. So 11 is the master number. And brings caution and discretion and confidence. And you really are more, you can lean on your intuition more when there's 11. And brings you determination, and that's really the word for the day, is determination.
All right, so determination. Is there any particular time of the day, Geraldine, that will be more auspicious than other times?
11 o'clock.
11 o'clock, okay. And even more auspicious than, say, 11 o'clock and 11 minutes, 11-11 on 11-11-11?
Each minute is different. Every moment of time, Carl Gustav Jung said that every moment of time has the qualities of that particular moment of time. So every moment is different. But actually, 11-11-11 is, that comes to 6 when you reduce it to one number.
Right.
But we have to remember that it's 2011. It's not just an 11 year, it's 2011. So you have to add the 2 to it, which makes an 8. So it's an 8 day. And so that would be a day that you have added responsibilities, but the kind that you welcome. So it's, the 11 has an influence, but also the 2011 have an influence.
All right.
So it should be quite an exciting day.
Well, it should be. Now, you mentioned 8 was the money number in an earlier discussion. That's why you changed your name from Geraldine with a G to Geraldine with a J.
Yes.
So if you add up 11-11-2011, that adds up to 8. Does that mean we're all going to cash in on Friday and that's going to be a big, big day?
Well, not everyone follows what they're supposed to do, but if you follow your intuition, you realize that this is a day that you can really push your luck a little more and you get results.
All right. My guest is Geraldine Saunders. We're talking about numerology. Geraldine, another fascinating date came up just a couple of days ago, and I know you do readings based on people's birth dates and so forth. A woman came to me and said that she was born on June the 6th, 1966. So if you abbreviate that, that's 6-6-66. What is the significance, if any, in her birth date, 6-6-66?
She's born June 6th.
1966.
Yes. Huh? Well, I bet she's very creative because 6 is the most creative number.
Oh.
But also, you shouldn't have sugar when you have a 6. But let me see what she is.
And while you're working on that, let's go through, okay, did you come up with an answer?
Yeah, it comes to a 7 when you reduce it to one number.
Okay.
And so she's very spiritual. People with a 7 are very spiritual, but they can't have any medicine. They seem to be allergic to even the aspirin, so she has to stay away from any kind of drugs. And but she was gifted. She's a very gifted person, so if she applies her talent, she can really do something that's very original.
All right, that's good information to know, and I'll relay that to her. Let me give you another date of a famous person in history and ask you to do an analysis on that date. Birth date of August the 4th, 1961. What can you tell me about this person? What does this person's future hold?
Well, this person is 11, so that's a master number. And so that person sometimes gets undecided, but when they walk into a room, maybe they're quiet and observe, but this person is a master, so very special person, probably separated from one parent when she was little, or maybe one parent had traveled or something.
Well, one parent definitely had traveled. Mm-hmm. What else can you tell about this person?
Very organized. That would be her advantage in the world, is that she would be more organized than the next person, so that she could be, that would be her advantage over a competitor.
Now, does it matter if it's a he or a she? This particular birthday,
no,
it happens to be
this
male.
This person should be in front of the camera, not behind it.
Wants to be in front of the camera. Well, that's certainly true. Mm-hmm. August the 4th, 1961 was the birth date of President Barack Obama, and so that's very interesting.
Oh, yeah.
You nailed parts of that right on. That is good. Let's talk about some other important birth dates that are coming up in political history between now and 2012, and ask you to handicap the presidential election based on people's birth dates. And I'm going to start with April the 6th, 1956. What can you tell me about that person and maybe give us some insight into that person running for president?
Well, this person is a real master. 11 is, of course, was Obama, but that was the master number. But this number, the two master numbers are 11 and 22, and 22 is even a higher master than the other number.
Got it.
So this 22 person is quite a master and very creative because he's born on the 6th. It's a very very, very imaginative number. Should stay away from sugar. And this person also is a natural leader. I'd say to do things in a very original way. That it's in the unique because this Aries person wants to be very go ahead and do things quickly and stuff, but yet because he has other influences that make him really stop to plan first. So it's a nice combination. This person could be a good leader.
All right, and that was the birth date of candidate Michelle Bachmann. Let me give you another birth date, March the 12th, 1947. Another Aries.
This person has a 9 birth path, and but this person is very creative, loves color, line, and design, likes to say things, and likes to be around people, make him laugh or make her laugh. Also could make other people laugh. But this person would be very intuitive and have this gut feeling about something and be able to do something that was correct, that would be the right decision because of the intuition. Almost psychic, this person.
Really? Almost psychic? Yeah. Well, that is the birth date of Mitt Romney, presidential candidate for the 2012 election.
Oh, really? He's a lot more fun than he comes across.
Certainly doesn't come across that way on television, does he?
I bet at a party he's a lot of fun.
There you go. My guest is Geraldine Saunders. She's a numerologist. We're talking about different birth dates of the candidates for president. Let me give you another Aries, March the 4th, 1950. It's amazing how a lot of these presidential candidates are in the Aries group. I wonder what that says.
Yeah, this one's, I can't do it again, I think. This person is also a 22 master.
Ooh, there's some competition here.
Yeah, this person is super organized and also very intuitive, very organized and able to fathom the mysteries of the universe. Yeah, this person plays hard and works hard.
Well, that's certainly a characteristic of this person. What else do you know about him or her?
Well, probably another one. Was separated from one of the parents when little, or maybe when the parents had to travel or work away from home, or maybe was adopted, or something unusual about the childhood.
I see. All right. Well, that happened to be the birth date of presidential candidate Rick Perry. So it's amazing what you can learn from numerology, Geraldine. And if people are interested, they want to learn more about you and learn more about numerology and what you do, how can they get a hold of you?
Well, my website is loveboatlady@earthlink.net.
Loveboatlady@earthlink.net for email. And that's probably the best way for them to get a hold of you.
And Amazon.com has all my books.
Geraldine, it has been a delight. Thank you so much for being my guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thanks for having me.
And I'll be back with my next guest after these words from my sponsors.